I'd made it onto the train, I mean. Not yet as a world-class violinist, but a professional, nevertheless. Leader of the Hull Orchestra, thank you very much. Oh, as you know, I don't usually, but well, why not? A Christmas scotch. Cheers. Now, speaking of world-class violinists, I have here a letter from our family friend, Mr. Tattersall, who sends regular updates on the Menuhins. Yehudi Menuhin. One day he was playing in a tartan silk dressing gown, another in a bathing costume. Which would I choose for tonight's performance? Tartan silk or a bathing costume? Now, how about playing Schumann's violin concerto, knee-deep in Loch Tima? Bathers for that one. Half an eye out for bulls, of course. And maybe the other half for our blackbird, who incidentally got into the chimney and made an awful racket in the flue. Then out she flew over the garden, all song and feathers. Or I might try Schumann clad in tartan silk on the shore at Catalin, keeping time with Joan Eardley, painter. Oh, Joan would love that. Tartans, oils and bow in synchronicity. Yehudi sounds a nice young man, but a world away from me, with Sir Edward Elgar's car to take him to work. Thank you, Mr. Tattersall. I raise my train ticket to you. What would Father think of a chauffeur driving me to Hull? But Father's in his surgery, and all's right with his world. I'm what's left. The girl takes care of her career, courtesy of the railway, and the boys are Oxbridged and making their way in the world. Talking of my brothers, now, don't let me miss my stop, but wouldn't it gall you if you'd been wrenched from your sweetie-smuggling primary school chums in Doncaster, hauled off to some gothic horror of a boarding school, then to be told that the money has run out and no university for you? No university for me, only for my brothers. It's not as if I relish reading or anything. I wonder at Father's patients, trusting themselves to such a broad-minded man. I could just stay on the train. I could go north, find my way to the Solway, home of our childhood holidays. I could go to a dance in Dumfries and meet David Walker, and then prefer his brother, Alan, and dread the wedding fuss, but enjoy it after all, and later on don our old clothes and dash to the Doncaster Fair. I could endure the stifling formality of Edinburgh's legal social life as the new Mrs. A. Walker, and then marvel at John's arrival, perfectly formed, like the snow house I built for him in Middleton, baby John. Each sound treasured, like the baby grand piano in our Glasgow flat, Alan's wedding present to me. Perfectly formed, like Joan's company. When jarring tennis elbow separates me from the violin, there is still a rhythm of yearning, yearning to create. I could teach myself to be a photographer, battle with the negatives, capture the flowers, birds, waves, and Joan. Schumann in my ears, salt in the wound of my elbow, wandering the streets of Townhead with Joan. We are the Pied Pipers of Glasgow, with too many Samson children in tow. Take my picture, missus, take my picture. Every print an impression, each life a story to tell. I could write The Adventures of Catherine and Bluebell, the hobby horse. Gallopy, gallopy, at great speed, for my granddaughter. I could linger in the grounds of Buckingham Palace as we become Sir Alan and Lady Audrey. I could marvel in the solitude of my later years at Jones and my joint exhibitions in Mayfair and Edinburgh. I could stay on the train